Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for a morning stroll. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, promising a pleasant day ahead. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the skies are clear, setting the stage for a warm afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel has killed a senior Hamas commander in Gaza. Mohammed Yazouri, the Khan Yunis Brigade commander, was targeted in Al-Mawasi. This follows his survival of previous attempts on his life. That's from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, doubts within the IDF about the effectiveness of cheap weapons have shifted. The assassination of Sinwar, a high-profile operation, highlights the evolving role of drones in warfare. This is according to Mariv earlier this hour. Also this hour, an American Emirati artificial intelligence project is changing direction. Concerns over Iranian missile and drone threats are driving this shift. The details are from Israel Hayom earlier today. Separately, a documentary alleging widespread killing in Gaza by Israel drew attention. It received a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival. This is reported by Forward from earlier today. And finally, a Lebanese official has spoken to the Times of Israel. They claim that indiscriminate IDF strikes in Lebanon are complicating Hezbollah disarmament. This was reported in earlier reporting today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Kanta Ahmed, a prominent commentator, highlighted Paul Simon's emotional tribute to 9/11. She shared how his performance of The Sound of Silence captured the deep emotion of the moment. That was posted just minutes ago. Ambassador Mike Huckabee expressed his views on Israel's defense strategies. He pointed out that Israel's handling of complex geopolitical issues deserves Europe's attention. That was posted earlier today. Visegrad 24, a European news platform, reported on France's recent arrests. Three men suspected of planning a violent attack on the Jewish community were detained. This was shared in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with news from Gaza. Ynet reports that Mohammed Yazouri, a prominent Hamas commander, was killed in a targeted strike. The IDF and Shin Bet have been pursuing him due to his leadership role in Gaza. This is a significant blow to Hamas's operations in the region, impacting their strategic capabilities. Turning to the IDF's evolving tactics, Mariv highlights the growing importance of drones in military operations. The recent successful operation against Sinwar underscores this shift. Drones are now integral to reconnaissance and targeted strikes, changing the landscape of modern warfare. For IDF, this means a more agile and precise approach to conflict management. Meanwhile, the American Emirati AI project is adapting to new threats. Israel Hayom reports that concerns over Iranian missile capabilities have necessitated a strategic pivot. This change aims to safeguard the project's infrastructure and maintain its global standing. For the region, this underscores the ongoing tension with Iran and its regional implications. Next, a documentary has stirred debate. Forward reports that it accuses Israel of intentionally targeting civilians in Gaza. The film's reception at Venice highlights international scrutiny of Israel's military actions. This could influence public opinion and diplomatic relations concerning Israel's defense policies. Finally, tensions in Lebanon are rising. The Times of Israel shares that a Lebanese official criticizes IDF strikes for undermining efforts to disarm Hezbollah. The widespread destruction complicates diplomatic efforts and could escalate regional instability. This highlights the fragile balance in Lebanon and the challenges of maintaining peace. Turning to business and markets. First, the electric company is selling its 30% stake in IBC for 370 million shekels. This giant deal in the fiber market involves an investor group as the buyer. That's from Israel Hayom Business. Separately, Nirzuk's cybersecurity startup, Salake, has raised $245 million. The company focuses on developing artificial intelligence solutions and continues to grow rapidly. Tech reported this development. And finally, a planned celebration by KKL is facing backlash. Despite heavy investment, only a quarter of employees are attending the Avia summer event. This situation was detailed by Walla Business. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.